Hi, everyone. Michael Sparks here, Dan's Oil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, December 1st, 2014, and we're excited to have you on the call tonight. This weekly call has been going on for a little over 2 years, and been had a lot of great information, a lot of great training, interviews with other dealers. If you haven't listened to last week's call with Tom Shalen, that's a great call to listen to. Just go to our dealer training website. You go to it from www.lube-direct.com, and that's the dash in the middle, or a hyphen, as you will. So it's lube-direct.com, and then click on the link that goes to the dealer training website. Anyhow, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is the season of Thanks and Giving, coming from Thanksgiving all the way through Christmas. It's a great time to get together with friends and family, and let your customers and your people that you care about know how much you care about them. So we're in the process of doing that, sending out our holiday cards to our customers and our dealers on our team, as well as our family. So we'll be getting something out in the mail to you all pretty soon. We're also happy to have such a wonderful relationship with the folks on our team. You're calling in, and we talk to many of our team members on a regular basis, and we consider a lot of folks personal friends. And we would like to say that about everyone. So if you're on a Sparks team, we truly want to have a personal relationship with you and your family, not just an AMSOIL relationship, but we want to be your friends. We want to have you over to our house. We want to get with you if we're in your hometown. It doesn't matter. We would just love to have a personal relationship with you and your family. And that's what this business is about. This is a family type of business, the AMSOIL business. And that's really what makes it so fun. We're also thankful for AMSOIL, the company, and the opportunity that they have to offer us as AMSOIL dealers. While the outstanding AMSOIL products are what attracted us to the company to begin with, is using AMSOIL products. And I'm sure most of you listening in today, they found out about the products, they use the products. That's how we found AMSOIL. But it's the opportunity. The AMSOIL opportunity that has allowed Alicia and I over the last few years to realize a lifestyle that most people just cannot comprehend. We've been taught to go to school and get a good job, work long hours, retire at 65, and meanwhile giving up most of the time of your life to working. We think there's a better way, and we found it. And we're thankful that you trust in us to help and guide you through the process of working at an AMSOIL business. And many of you may be just thinking, just a little part-time income here, or selling AMSOIL to my friends is all I really care about. But I can tell you this AMSOIL business works if you work at the business. And we're just thankful that AMSOIL has offered this business opportunity for us, and we hope that you would think the same way. Next up, I want to congratulate Robert Murphy on his new recognition level of direct dealer. This is an important step leading to higher levels in our company. We all earn commission credits on every AMSOIL product that goes through our business. Those commission credits, or CCs, we sometimes call them, are added together from all of our AMSOIL activities throughout the month. AMSOIL issues a commission check based off of the volume of personal and group sales activities. And that volume is a percentage. So the higher the volume, the higher the percentage you earn on your own sales. On top of that, you can earn a bonus from the sponsorship activities of other dealers into your group. While each dealer earns their own percentage based off of their sales, the sponsoring dealer earns the difference in the percentage of volume. So you want to go and look at the AMSOIL compensation plan. It goes from 2 to 25%. And at 3,000 commission credits, that's a 23% of commission based off of that volume is what a direct dealer would earn off of their own personal commission credits. And then, of course, they make the difference based off of the activities of the people they sponsored in their group. So to earn direct dealer, you must earn 3,000 commission credits in personal and group volume for 1 month. And congratulations again to Robert for this achievement. The next step from direct dealer is direct jobber, which would be 3,000 CCs of personal and group volume for 3 consecutive months. And we're pulling for you to do this. This is the first month, so maybe the next two will get you the title of direct jobber. Also, I wanted to report that in the AMSOIL listing for top dealers and new customer sales, Robert was in the top 20 of the whole entire AMSOIL company. He was listed in the top 20 in new leaders and new customer sales. So keep up the great work, Robert. Moving on, I know many of you listened into this call from our website, and that's great. If these calls are helpful to you, please let us know how we're doing. There's a comment box on our website, so when you go and listen on the website, you can then leave a comment. And if you like a particular call, or if you, or even if you don't like the call, leave a comment. We'd like to hear from you. We'd also like to hear if you have any suggestions for new calls. And if you like the call or you have questions about a previous call on there, leave a comment, and we'll use those notes to formulate future calls. And we'd love to hear from you, and the interaction on our website is going to make that a better experience for everyone. Also, don't forget to share these calls on our website with your team and your prospective dealers. If you go back in the archives of our calls, if there's a specific call that you think is helpful to maybe a new dealer, or if you talk to one of your dealers on your team and you think they're having some difficulty and you remember a call, send them that call. Maybe that'll help them get to the next level or get help them with that part of their business. So with that being said, I want to get on with our main topic today is social media. And I've seen some dealers lately that are using social media and maybe not using it in the most correct manner. And social media is anything like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, those type of tools that are online. And they're designed for people to interact with each other. And what is happening with people that are new in AMSOIL, or they're fired up and they want to sell more AMSOIL products, they think the more I advertise about AMSOIL, the more customers I'm going to get from my website or from Facebook or what have you. And what really is true is the opposite. If you overpost, and they call that spam, if you overpost on your own personal wall, it's like having a billboard that nobody sees, because your personal wall is your billboard. It's your sounding board. It's your wall, they call it. If you do too much repetition of the same thing, people tune that out. Think about this. When you if you use any of the free email platforms like Google or Yahoo or something like that, they have the advertisements on the side. Or you go to really to any commercial website anymore, CNN or whatever, they have all these different advertisements on it. Well, we've trained ourselves to tune out the advertisements and just read the content that we're interested in reading. So if somebody is posting a lot of AMSOIL activity, this but nothing else, no other substance, no other relationship type of interaction, people tune you out. And so the more you do that, the less people are actually going to see you, because they're tuning you out. And so that's why social media doesn't work nearly as effectively as we would like, because we're using it as an ad network and people are tuning that out. And really what people want to do is to use social media and, you know, to wait for it here, be social. That's why it's called social media. It's not social advertising or, you know, media advertising. That's not what we're there. It's social media, which means there should be an interaction between one or more other people. That's what the key is for social media. And connect with and be personal. And that's what people really want to do on social media. The interaction is with another human being, and that's the key to it. I had a CD course that I bought from Jackie Almer entitled Social Networking Online and How to Track and Sponsor Using Web 2.0. And I tell you what, this audio program that we purchased really hammered home how to properly use the social tools like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Google+. And it really helped me realize that you should use one-third personal, one-third social, and only one-third of your posting on Facebook or Twitter, one-third of it or even less should be business-related. And so start using more personal and more interaction, which means you're liking and commenting on other people's walls, sharing information from other people. If you do that, those people that you're working, that you're connected with, are going to see that, and they're going to wonder what else you're involved with. And that's when every once in a while you put in your AMSOIL activity, you know, your ads or your click on my website type of stuff. So plug your business less and start interacting so you'll have more sales that way, more sales success. And actually, Eric Ware just posted a video on this called Online MLM Idiots. And he kind of goes off on a rant, but I'll link to it in the show notes if you want to watch the video. It's on networkmarketingpro.com. It's really good, just about how people are just kind of ruining this because they're posting so much about their opportunity or their products that they're really tuning out a lot of people, and they're ruining it for a lot of others that are doing it correctly. And I'm not saying anybody listening tonight does that. Just take a look at your own efforts and how you are using social media, and maybe take a few courses or read about how to properly use social media. I'll try to link to some other articles on the show notes, but using social media correctly can really be a boon to your business. Using it incorrectly, it could turn a lot of people away that could be potential customers. Have you watched Rise of the Entrepreneur? This is a new documentary-style video that was done by Eric Ware of Network Marketing Pro. It was released last week at the GoPro Recruiting Mastery event in Las Vegas. He had put the video of it out for free to watch for last weekend during the conference, and we watch it. And I'll tell you what, this is a fantastic, well-done DVD type of documentary. You can buy DVDs for this thing and use it as a recruiting tool. And the way he explained it is there's a lot of people that want to become entrepreneurs, but they don't know how. And it's very scary for somebody. They think they have to quit their full-time job and go start a business. And then they're going to start a traditional business, is what everybody else sees, that can be a very scary thing. It costs a lot of money. It can take a lot of time. And he walks through the process of why being an entrepreneur makes sense, and how to be able to become an entrepreneur without a huge capital outlay, which means it doesn't cost a lot of money, without taking all of your time up. You can do this by joining one of our opportunities that are out there in network marketing or multi-level marketing or what have you, which AMSOIL is that type of business. So if you have a chance, go to www.risemovie.com. That's www.risemovie.com. And you can learn more about it. Their DVDs are for purchase as well. In the future, there's going to be a way that you can subscribe and have your own sales page for the movie where people can ask for a link to watch it for free, and for them to do that, you would get the lead from that person. They have to put their information in so they get to watch the movie for free, and use that as a way to get new potential AMSOIL dealers in your team for sponsoring. So that's a a good thing, go to www.risemovie.com. As I said, the Network Marketing Pro, that was not over the Thanksgiving weekend, but the weekend before that, we were able to get the streaming ticket for the Recruiting Mastery event. And this last week, we spent watching several hours worth of content that was put out there from Eric Worre. There were multi-million-dollar earners at network marketing companies. There were economists that talk about how entrepreneurism is the future of business in America. There was information about how to do things more effectively, how to build your business better and faster. And so I wanted to cover tonight a little bit about one of the topics that Eric covered was and the formula for answering objections. And he did a little class on this, and it was really interesting because, you know, maybe we do this and maybe we don't, but I think if everybody incorporated these four, this process is a four-step process into answering objections, it's either for your product or your opportunity, you'll have a better success rate of closing sales and getting people interested in working with you. So the formula is, number one, is listen. When you present your product or your opportunity, then just stop and listen. I know we get excited, but if you listen, the person will give an objection of why they think your product, they don't want your product, or they don't want to work with you as an AMSOIL. The next thing you want to do is relate to that person. People, our human experience, that's why social media, our human experience is we like to relate with other like-minded people. So like meets like, and so if a person can relate, if you can relate what exactly the way you feel to the way they're currently feeling, or you felt the way that they currently are feeling, that builds rapport and gets you through the process more effectively. The second thing, so that's relate. Number two is relate. Number three is tell stories or ask questions. And then number four is ask questions or tell stories. So those three and four can be flip-flopped. So you're going to relate to somebody. They're going to say, let's just say for instance, it costs too much. AMSOIL is a great product, but it costs too much. It's too expensive. So you'll sit there and you'll present AMSOIL, and they'll tell you that it costs too much. And then your number two relate would be, I felt the same exact way. You tell them, I felt the same exact way before I started using AMSOIL. I thought it cost too much. So you're relating to that person. And then you would either tell a story or you would ask further questions. So the next question might be, so if you're going to do a question one, you would say, if I could show you how AMSOIL actually costs less, would you be interested? And then you would then tell a story. Or you would use the story of first. So you would say, well, I felt the same exact way that AMSOIL was too expensive until the transmission went out on my vehicle. And this cost me $3,000 to get my transmission repaired. I have a 2008 F-150, and the transmission went out at 60,000 miles. And if you don't have that story, obviously you can't do it. But or you may have the story heard from second or third party. So think about that. That's why it's always good to take notes and whatnot. But so anyhow, transmission went out, cost $3,000. That was an expensive repair. And after feeling the pain of those thousands of dollars, I wanted to find a way to never let this happen again. That's when I went on and found AMSOIL. I found AMSOIL is the best transmission fluid on the market, and actually claimed to help it run 20 to 50 degrees cooler and last longer. So after trying AMSOIL, I looked at the pricing. The pricing for the transmission fluid was less than $100 in fluid compared to the conventional product after getting the transmission repaired. And so I had them put the AMSOIL in right from the get-go, And that $100 is like an insurance policy. And I have never had a transmission failure since, and my transmission runs better than ever. It shifts better, runs cooler type of thing. Or you could do the same thing with a story on engine oil. Oh, after having an engine problem, I went out looking for a better product because I wanted my engine to last longer. And after discovering Yams Oil is the best product on the market, I looked at the price, and the price is only like $20 difference compared to conventional oil to use the best synthetic oil. That's $20 is like a cheap insurance policy. Plus the fact that I can go longer and my engine runs cooler and more efficiently. It's actually less expensive to use Yams Oil than conventional products. So that's the way that you would tell a story and then ask questions or ask questions and tell stories. It was very interesting to do that. There's some other questions I researched, common questions for network marketing people when you present the opportunity, talking about becoming Yams Oil dealers. These are a couple of questions that I pulled up that I've gotten in the past, and there's some answers from various sources. One of them is, I don't have time. And so if I can show you a way you can do this while you're doing what you normally do in the course of your daily life without taking more time, would you be willing to take a further look? Or would you be willing to make or trade time for something that can provide a great income for life? What makes more per hour in the long run? How would you like to never have to say that again? I don't have time. That's a good one. If that changes, let me know. Many people do network marketing, or many people do Yams Oil part-time around everything else. So you could use that as one of your objection statements. Another objection is, I don't have the money. And here's one. If I could show you how to get started with very little money, would you like to hear a little bit more about that? And then show them how they can, you know, cut expenses and get started. With Yams Oil, that's really kind of that objection is kind of a moot point. It's $15 to get started as an Yams Oil dealer. I normally say, well, I'll be glad to give you, you get started. I'll give you some free catalogs and help you get started and earn that $15 back in a short amount of time. Another one is, I understand that you don't have the money. I didn't have the money as well, but I saw a chance to change that, where I could never have to say I don't have the money again. That's another way. I'm not a salesman. I've heard that one. Oh, I just can't sell. I'm not a salesperson. And here's a statement: if I could show you how this business is an education more than sales. I'm more of an educator than I am a salesperson. I show people how to make their vehicles run better. I'm an educator, and so that's really what we do. Is this a scam? I've had that one. And the more you learn about this, I would always say, you know, I thought it was at first, too. I thought, you know, it's one of them pyramid things. I used to get that question a lot. And once I realized exactly how our business works, I realized that this is not a scam. And it is a real business that has been proven over the last 50-plus years. So it's pretty much a moot point. Is this a pyramid scheme, you know, and you'll get that. And you would say, no, the pyramid schemes are illegal. This is not illegal. This is a efficient way of distributing products. Sometimes you'll get the question, how much money do you make? And there's a couple of answers to that one, because especially if you're just getting started, people, well, how much are you making in it? And you'll just say, well, I don't know. I haven't finished collecting it yet. My first customer that I registered as a customer way back in 2000 is still my customer, and they still buy products. I've not stopped making money from them yet. So how much do I make? I don't know. I haven't finished collecting the money yet. And that's a great question. So money is important to you. How much money would you like to make? That's another rebuttal to that. Another answer you could say is, I'm just getting started, but I aim to make, and put your number in there, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. And I can and I can prove this is how I will be making that in 3 to 5 years or what have you. So anyhow, with those questions today, I'm going to link to some other objections that might be interesting. You might be able to use these in your own bag of tools that you would have, and learn how to handle objections. The better you become at this, the less objections become problems. The less you get that objection, you're like, oh my God, what do I say? I get an objection now. It just rolls like water off a duck's back. I just rolls off. I answer the objection and with whichever way I feel like I'm answering it, and I move on. And then you'll quickly realize if somebody's really truly interested, they're going to give an objection. If they're not interested, they're going to give objections, but you can tell they're not interested. Just move on. So, okay, you're not a proper candidate for me. Move on to the next person. So learning how to handle objections, learn how to communicate better, and learn how that what you're saying when somebody gives an objection, learn how to handle that objection will allow you to have more business and more sales. And you're never going to get every single person you talk to as a customer anyhow. You know, if you listen to Jim Rohn, he says, you know, 2 out of 10 people, that's interested in your business. So you talk to 10 people, that's 30 out of 100 that are just even interested to move on to the next process of becoming a customer. So the more you handle objections, you're still never going to get 100% of your people that you talk to about the business. That's just the way it is. The key is to think long-term, but work hard for the short-term, meaning look out years and years, looking out into the future and say, if I do this, if I add, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 customers every single month to my Amsoil business, what is it going to look like in 3 to 5 years? And that could be, 12, just say 5 customers, that's 60 customers a year that you're adding, and you do that times 5, that's 300 customers in your Amsoil business. And some of them will be dealers, some will be customers, some will be PCs, some will be commercial retail, whatever. But, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years down the road, you'll have 300 or 400 customers. And your income will keep growing and growing if you keep doing that. So think long-term about the way the business works and work at the business in a short-term attitude, which means I need to add customers on a daily basis. Start talking to people on a daily basis and add customers on a regular basis. And what I always try to do is have at least one page of new customers in my new customer report, and that's about 7 to 10 customers on every 30-day rotating. If it goes down to 1 or 2, that means I'm not doing enough activities. So registering, you know, between 7 and 10 new customers every single month is really what's going to help your business go up to the next level and allow you to have more success. With that, everyone, hope you had an awesome week. Get out there and make some Amsoil happen. Good night, everyone.